I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Let's Talk SOC, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by SecureWorks, a leader in cybersecurity, empowering security and IT teams worldwide to accelerate effective security operations. Joining me today is Kyle Falkenhagen, VP of Product at SecureWorks. Welcome, Kyle. So great to have you with us today.
Thanks. It's great to be here. Looking forward to the discussion.
Yes, me too. And to start off, Kyle, before we get into our discussion on future-proofing your cybersecurity investment, do you want to just tell us quickly a little bit about your role of VP of Product at SecureWorks?
Sure. VP of Product at SecureWorks. I've been with the company now for about 5 years, really focused on building out the Taegis platform and the services that we provide around it. So I'm responsible for kind of the vision of our portfolio, the strategy, and work with my team and engineering to deliver against that strategy for our customers.
Kyle, as I'd mentioned, we're here to talk about future-proofing cybersecurity investments. So I guess to start off that conversation, my question for you would be, what does it mean to be future ready with your cybersecurity programs?
I think it really boils down to two things. One is making sure that you've chosen the right technology. You're leveraging a kind of a purpose-built cloud-native technology that's able to support rapid innovation, because that's a requirement to keep pace with the ever-evolving security and threat actor landscape. So it's really important that the technologies that you choose are capable of being innovated on and built on at the same pace or faster than the innovation that we're seeing within the overall landscape. The second is making sure that you're choosing the right partner that's really going to grow and flex with your business. One of the things that we see quite often is organizations really kind of ebbing and flowing between doing more themselves when it comes to potentially building out a SOC or bringing on kind of in-house security professionals, to looking to kind of outsource that or allow a partner to deliver most of those services on their behalf. And while many companies may start down one path, we often see within a few years, their strategy might be changing. And a lot of that is due to the difficulty in hiring and retaining security professionals, with the skills gap that exists and just the fact that there's not enough security professionals, trained security professionals out there in the market today. So finding that the partner that's going to allow you to work with them in different ways, whether it's you're going to do it yourselves, leveraging their technology and their intelligence, whether you're going to do it with them, so you want to work collaboratively together to secure your organization, or whether you're looking for the partner to really take on all aspects of keeping your organization safe. You really want that flexibility because you don't know where you're going to be in the future.
And so how do the shifts in IT also impact your cybersecurity investments?
I think IT typically leads in many ways cybersecurity. And what I mean by that is that you have different IT shifts. It really changes what the attack surface looks like for your organization. And anytime you change your attack surface, whether you're increasing it, whether you're just changing it, it creates opportunities for threat actors to exploit that additional exposure. And so you want to ensure that whichever cybersecurity vendors and partners and technologies that you're using, again, you have to make sure they're able to keep up with the pace of that change. And if you don't, what ends up happening is that as your business units are looking to be more agile, to innovate at speed, to be more competitive in their markets, if the cybersecurity group isn't able to keep up with those changes, you end up kind of stifling that innovation and impacting the overall business. Just to give a few examples, you know, think about the shift from data centers to the cloud, whether that's for running infrastructure workloads or whether it's running applications. You also see shifts from kind of server-based workloads to container-based workloads, corporate machines to kind of the BYOD and mobile. All of these things have really accelerated over the last 10 years, and it's driven the need to really rethink many aspects of how we secure our environments, how we effectively protect these new kind of paradigms and ways of working. And that'll just continue. As new shifts come in the future, it will drive additional needs and demands onto the technologies that the cybersecurity teams are using today.
Could you give us some examples, or an example, whichever, of how threat actor tactics evolve over time and how organizations can prepare for those changes?
If you look back maybe 10 years or so, everything was focused on the network. You know, most organizations were heavily kind of consolidated into data centers. Most people thought of cybersecurity defense really as protecting the perimeter, right? You wanted to protect your network perimeter and keep the threats from getting into your data centers and into your environment. As organizations began to really undertake and accelerate along their digital transformation initiatives, you saw some of those new attack surfaces get created. And in response to that, one of the biggest things of the last decade has been the rise of EDR, so endpoint detection and response. And that was a reaction to the types of attacks that we were seeing that had shifted from the network to the endpoint, where threat actors were leveraging tools and capabilities that already existed on that endpoint. We referred to those as living off the land style attacks. And so that was, you know, kind of a big shift that happened from both how threat actors, the tactics and techniques they were using, but also how we approached defending and protecting organizations. The next shift that we're seeing is really just a continuation of that. So as more and more workloads find their way into the cloud, is kind of the perimeter concept for a network begins to fall away. We're seeing threat actors really take advantage of all of the point products that organizations have, and they're really picking their way through those environments. They're kind of using the gaps that are created between a lot of the defense in depth type approaches that organizations have used in the past. Advice for how organizations prepare for these types of changes is really to focus on a true XDR solution that's capable of ingesting and correlating and analyzing telemetry from across the environment, because it's really by having kind of full visibility across the environment, making sense of that visibility, and then applying advanced analytics that you're able to stop the types of attacks that we're starting to see today and that we project will, you know, will continue to see into the future.
And so most organizations are doing their best to make those investments that meet today's need and into the future. To build on what you just shared, what are some of the circumstances you have seen that catch organizations off guard with their strategies?
Maybe two items here. So I still continue to see a lot of organizations adopting SIEMs, and they're adopting SIEMs with the hope or the expectation that they're really going to meet their threat detection needs. What they pretty quickly find out, though, is that the total cost of ownership for these solutions is significant. You've got platform management concerns. There's a kind of a high degree of customization that goes into it. You have to feed those technologies with a lot of content in the form of threat intelligence to make them useful and valuable. And it ends up taking at least a team of individuals, if not multiple teams of individuals within an organization, to really get the value out of those solutions. And, you know, XDR solutions, you know, one of the kind of drivers for why they were created was really to address some of these concerns. It was to provide not only the technology, but the content to deliver better outcomes at a much lower total cost of ownership. And so that's one area where organizations are continuing to get caught off guard. The second is really thinking about their services needs. And I talked about this at the beginning. The one constant in cybersecurity, more so than in other areas, is change. And with the average tenure of CISOs not being particularly long, with the skill shortages that I mentioned earlier today, organizations are changing how they approach delivering cybersecurity within their organization. And so as they approach services partners, they need to make sure that they're finding partners that can, again, flex with their needs over time. And so the recommendation would be that they look for vendors that not only provide that core XDR capability, but they're providing those flexible and optional service wrappers on top that can be turned on and off according to the organization's needs.
And so, Kyle, my last question for you is, as organizations continue to build out their cyber defense strategies, what is, I would say, an additional piece of advice, because you've already given some great advice and recommendations to folks, but what is an additional piece of advice you'd want to, you know, leave with our listeners to ensure that they are future ready?
I think the biggest thing is to make sure that they find a true security partner that's committed to delivering the security outcomes that they're looking for to their organization. And I think this looks like making sure that they have a technology platform that's purpose-built modern, built for the types of threats that we're seeing today, cloud native, something that can be innovated on very rapidly. They need to be able to provide a set of products that help you kind of before, during, and after an attack. So being able to provide kind of that comprehensive set of products and capabilities to really secure your organization. And then finally, you know, providing a flexible set of services to meet you where you are and to make sure that they can grow with you and shift with you as your needs change. I think those are kind of the three things that really set apart kind of a true security partner in today's landscape.
Kyle, thank you so much for coming onto the show and sharing with us your advice and recommendations and expertise. It was so nice to be speaking with you.
Thank you. I enjoyed the conversation.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Let's Talk SOC is brought to you by SecureWorks, a leader in cybersecurity, empowering security and IT teams worldwide to accelerate effective security operations by continuously neutralizing the expanding range and attack surface of cyber threats. With their cloud-native security analytics platform, Taegis, they dynamically collect, correlate, and interpret security data gathered across your IT ecosystem. To learn more about our sponsor, visit SecureWorks.com. And for more episodes like this, visit us at cybercrime.radio.